Today's brachas daf chav gimel, and we have the discussions of what to do when one is wearing tefillin or one has to daven and one has to use the facilities, one has to go to the bathroom. The Gemara says on chav gimel amud aleph, Tanur Rabbanan on the first white line, Hanitzach l'nekava yispala, one's not supposed to daven when one has to go to the bathroom. V'mispala tefilasa toeva, and if somebody does daven, then his tefillah is an abomination in front of Hashem, one's not supposed to daven and one has to go to the bathroom. It depends how much of an urge there is. Rav Yehuda says this is only if einu yachol l'shaus ba'atzma, if you can't delay it at all. But if you can, then it b'di'evet, the tefillah is okay. But the Gemara continues after discussing that one shouldn't daven if one has the urge to go to the bathroom. One continues and says that one is not supposed to be wearing tefillin when one has to or when one enters a facility, a bathroom. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara says right in the middle of the Amud, Hanichnas lebeis hakisei choleitz tefillah berichas dalet amos v'nichnas. Somebody has to go to the bathroom. They have to first take off their tefillin 4 amos away from the area of the bathroom. Maybe another time we'll talk about the modern day bathrooms versus Talmudic bathrooms. But v'nichnas, but it's clear one is not allowed to take one's tefillin into the Beis HaKiseh. The Gemara says maybe there's a difference between the Beis HaKiseh Kavua, one that was used already, and Beis HaKiseh Arai, and one that was designated. But then he says, what happens if one has to go to the bathroom, which is where it's a basic, he's a kavua, but only to be mashchin mayin, all the different details. But it's clear, and this is going to be our topic of today, that they were wearing tefillin all day. And they took off their tefillin right before they went in, and they put their tefillin on right when they came back. And the question here is where to leave their tefillin. Which windows? The Gemara a little bit later on the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan b'Rishon ha'yimanichin tefillin b'churin asmuchin lebeis hakisei. They used to leave the tefillin on the inside of the walls. Why? Because that would at least be protected from ganavim, people who would steal their tefillin, even though it would be more susceptible to rodents who stayed in the less hygienic side of the wall closer to the bathroom. Ubon achbarim and otlo sam. So the achbarim used to come and take the tefillin. And they put it on the outside windows. Ubon ovei drachim over otlo sam. And ovei drachim, the passerbys used to take them. So they made a takana, he could hold them. Either way, it's clear that they were wearing tefillin all day. Also on Amud Beis, towards the end of the Amud, the Gemara talks about what to do if somebody's going to eat a big meal. When should they take off their tefillin as they're going into their seuda? The Gemara says, "Hanichnas Amar Yitzchak on now Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Hanichnas leseudas keva choleitz tefillah v'yacharkach nichnas." Somebody's going into a big meal, take off your tefillin and then go inside to the meal. And that's against Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, wear your tefillin up until the table. Take off your tefillin and put them on next to you on the table. Cholet umanichan al shulchano. V'chein hadrlo. Right, up until the time. And v'chulu, so it's clear, even for 1 second there was an issue. It's better to take it in. Don't leave it outside. Those few extra seconds wearing tefillin would also be crucial. So let's talk about this topic of how long is the, or how much, what does the Torah obligate in terms of wearing tefillin? How much, how long of a time period is one yotze the mitzvah of tefillin? So let's backtrack for a moment. We know the Rambam tells us that there are 2 mitzvahs of tefillin. The Rambam paskins that there are 2 mitzvahs of tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, 2 separate mitzvahs in the 613. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin list both of them. Again, his formulations are fascinating, but we can't get into them right now. The Rambam says the 2 mitzvahs of tefillin are lihios hatfillin al harosh and lakashron al hayad, to be on the head and to tie on the arm. Right, so the focus of the yad is the action, and the focus of the rosh is the reality of it being on. That's even reflected by the 2 brachos that Ashkenazim say. Lahaniach tefillin al mitzvah tefillin. Right, we don't say lahaniach by both to place it on. There's a difference between the two, but we paskin that there are 2. The Rambam says that at least there are 2 different mitzvahs of tefillin. Talks about tefillin 4 times in the Torah. Arba parshiyos elu. The Rambam starts off kadosh li vayik viyacha shebesefer elishmos v'shvavayim shemoa hein shenachtavos b'pnei atzmon u'machapin osan ba'or v'nikron tefillin u'manichen osan al harosh v'koshran osan al hayad. Even there, you place it on the head and you tie it on the arm. Interesting, even though you do it in the opposite order. The Rambam both times puts the rosh first, even though it's ukratam losa yadecha v'yatzavos bein einecha, and the yad always has to be on before the rosh, and we take off the rosh before the yad. That is the Rambam says almost everything about tefillin is halacha Moshe B'Yisrael. Asara dvarim yesh b'tefillin. There are 10 halachas. Kulan halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai v'kulam ma'akvim. If you're missing any of these, l'fichach imshana ba'achas me'en, shina ba'achas me'en are tefillin psulos. There are 10 items that the halacha Moshe Rabbeinu told us about tefillin. What are they? Shnai me'en b'ksivasun, v'shmona b'chipuyon, v'kshiris b'sulos say, and 2 about their writing, and 8 about their covering and how they're tied. What is it? You have to use dio, you have to use a certain type of ink, and you have to write it on a cloth. And then the Rambam goes into what they are, and then what you have to do. Kotzen sefer Torah l'gvil, which side of the klaf? Let me just find the continuation that I wanted to mention. The Rambam continues, he gets it to sefer Torah, and then he gets back to tefillin. Interesting how he gets it to sefer Torah. Kesa kotzen es tefillin, that's in Perek Beis. V'tzorach lizor b'parashio seha, it has to be black. It has to be square. It has to be... The ritzuos have to be a certain color. These are all the halachas. Here, the paragimel. Shmon halachas yesh b'maisa tefillin. Kulon l'moshe b'sinai. Kulon ma'akvos. Eluin shi merubos. Tefirasa meruba. Square. V'sheyia ba'or shel rosh surasa shin miyamin u'mismol. You have to have shin on the shel rosh. V'yecha parshios b'matlis. V'sheyecha chosam b'sheyer shel matlis. What hair do you use? Interesting. All about the construction of the tefillin and the writing of the tefillin. Nothing about the wearing of the tefillin. That's nothing. Halacha Moshe b'Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell us that. That part is left out. That we have to figure out ourselves. So again we ask, so there are 2 mitzvahs of tefillin, different by the way that the Rambam himself notes, different than Tchelas and Lavan, the 2 parts of tzitzis is 1 mitzvah. Tchelas and Lavan is counted as 1, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh is counted as 2. But how long does one have to wear tefillin to be able to the mitzvah? It's clear that in the days of old, they wore the tefillin all day, except when they went into the bathroom. And they were careful about it every second. Remember that Gemara in Ksubis? Gemara Ksubis also tells us, it reflects that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi used to wear tefillin all day. And that was what troubled the Malachim, and the Talmidim at the end of his life. And the Gemara tells us at the end of Ksubis, the last moments of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's life, he says there, let me just find it if I can. The Gemara says on Kuf Dalid, Hahu Yoma Denoch Nafshi, the Rebbe Gazra Abana Tanesa. The day that Rebbe was dying, the Gozra Tainis. Ubo Rachmi, the Amri, Koma Damar Noch Nafshi, the Rebbe Yitka Bacharev. Whoever says Rebbe died is going to get stabbed. Maybe they don't want to accept that reality. The Amse, the Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe, went up to the roof. Amr, she says, there's a fight here. El Yonim of Akshinus Rebbe, Vitachtonim of Akshinus Rebbe. The upper ones, the Malachim want Rebbe. We want Rebbe. Yirat Sochi, Akufu Tachtonim es El Yonim. Right? It's Yirat Son that he should get better. Then the Gemara says, Kivan de Chazoi, Kama Zimni, the Ayla Besakise, the Chalat Tfilin, Umanach Lahu. Since she saw how often he had to keep running to the bathroom, take off the Tfilin, put the Tfilin back on, take off the Tfilin. So she saw, Vikam its star, and he was in pain. Amar, she says, let the El Yonim win. Okay, that's also a separate topic, not for now. But the Gemara says, she saw every time he had to take off his tefillin, go to the bathroom, put it back on, and he was in pain. So Pashas, what would we have said? He was in pain. He was in pain. He had stomach issues. He was in pain. She felt so bad for him. What does Rashi say there? V'kam itzta'er lachlotzu lahaniach. He kept having to take off his tefillin and put it back on. That was his pain. Right, more than the physical pain, whatever he was in pain that he kept having to take off his tefillin. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, still always had his tefillin on and had to take them off. So the question is, what about normative practice? And what do you see from the various gemaras? Was this just a lefnei mishuras hadin? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Lamed Zayin that the schar of the mitzvah of tefillin is great. Schar mitzvah tefillin. Godol schar mitzvah tefillin. V'kol mi she'eino manicham u'b'chal poshi Yisrael begufan. Whoever does not wear them is a one who is negligent, according from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. Poshi Yisrael begufan. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvasan liyosam alav kol hayom. The mitzvah is to have them on all day. Aval mebnei she'tzrichem gufnaki, but because we need a clean body, shelo yafiach mehem v'shelo yasiach daito mehem, because we don't want to, have any hesach hadas in our mind, to have any physical inappropriate action with our tefillin on. V'ein kol adam yachol yizar b'hem, and not everybody can be zahir. Nagu shlo anichem kol hayom. The minhag is not to wear them all day. So again, the language of Shulchan Aruch is mitzvah to wear them all day, but we need a gufnaki, and that's a problem. So therefore, the minhag is not to wear them all day. So the question, let's go back a step. What level of din is this idea of mitzvah to be on all day? That's the suffix of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, the Bir Halacha, right here in Siman Lamed Zayin, quotes the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim right here in Siman Lamed Zayin on the Magen Avram, the Prima Gadim here in Eshal Avram, Osbeis, Mesupik Ani, in Minatara Chayev Kol Hayom B'Tfilin, is it a Din Daraisa? Do you have to wear tefillin all day from the Torah? O minatara dai berega echad sheminiach. Or no, according to Torah law, 1 minute. It's a nice idea, the Fnim Yishur said, to wear it all day. But really, according to the Torah, just 1 minute. O midrabanan kol hayom, and midrabanan all day. U bitluha achshav, and they were mavatal that did drabanan, because we can't focus for so long. Sheilonu gufnaki kol hayom, that's his suffix. That's his suffix. So, what does he, what do we have? So the Lavush, one of the early Achronim, the Lavush Malchus, or Mordechai Yaffe, remember he named all of his Svarim based on a Pasuk in the Megillah. Right? The Pasuk in the Megillah says, U'mordechai Yatza Milafnei HaMelech, V'Lavush Malchus, Tchelas V'chur, Ateres Ov, Ptachris, Butzvar, Gaman, V'yir, Shushan, Salav, Semecha. So we know the Lavush is on every page of the Shulchan Aruch. He's quoted in all the Nosei Kalim. He's the Lavush on Arachayim. He's the Butzvar, Gaman, right, I think on Choshem Mishpat, the Ir Shushan. Every other page, the Shachpo is the Ir Shushan. Right? That's the Lavush. The Ir Shushan is on one of the Chalakim also. So he wrote on, and he liked that pasuk. His name was Mordechai. Mordechai Yatzah Milfnei HaMelech. Mordechai Yaffe. And his Sefer La'idum Ha'isa Ora V'Simcha. Sefer Ha'ora is his Sefer on Rashi. And it's also quoted in the Osama Farshi Rashi. But either way, the Lavush says right here, it's a Din Daraisa. Mitzvasa Li'osar Lav Kalayom. The Stam Ksiv. It says in the Torah, wear tefillin. Doesn't say how long to wear tefillin. Tichsiv Ukshartem Osam. Vigomer, mashma kshira tmidis, v'oksiv, v'hayula os al yadecha, l'zikaron bein enecha, v'es hazikaron tzrichim lios, tmidim. And therefore, it has to be tamid, that is what the Lavush says. The Vilna Gaon is a fan of this, as many know, the Talmidei HaGra, we're tefillin all day, but it's quoted in the Maaser Rav. The Maaser Rav, at least L'Maisa, the Gra says, you can even do business with your tefillin on, says the Gra. You can eat breakfast. Rak dvarim b'teilim aser. You can do business, but just not waste your time. Not dvarim b'teilim. So the Gra can do business without having any dvarim b'teilim. You know, but most of us cannot. V'im choshesh liyura b'fnei abriyo. So what if you're choshesh liyura, or people are going to look at me? Okay, then just wear the shel yad. Says the Gra. Mutter b'shel yad levad. We call makom tov lasos shel rosh katan. Make a tiny little tefillin shel rosh so it's not so visible. V'arasios yagav ke b'chusas b'leilach b'shel yad levad. The Gra is very strong and is supportive of wearing tefillin all day because pashas, that's how we understand the Torah. The Torah doesn't give any limit. So therefore, one should wear tefillin all day. One of the rayas that they bring is from Elisha Baal Kanafayim. Elisha Baal Kanafayim, we all know, remember the story, twice in Masechta Shabbos. I'll read it from Daf Chav Tes, but it's the same story later on Daf Kaf Lamed, I think. The Gemara talks about that the Romans made a gzera, no tefillin. And if anybody wears tefillin, they're going to get killed. Yinakras Mocha. What happened? There was one man, Elisha Baal Kanafayim. Why was he called Baal Kanafayim? Because of this story. Elisha the winged man. Why? Pamachas, because Gazra Machas Romi Arisha, they made a gzera, no tefillin. And what happens? He used to wear them and he went out to the shuk. And he wore them. Ro Kasarecha, there was a Roman general that saw him and he started running away from him. Rotzmi Padava, Rotzacharav. Finally they came to a dead end. And what could he do? Quickly, the Roman was about to confront him. He takes the tefillin and puts it behind his back. And the Roman says, what do you have in your hand? He says, nothing. He says, what do you have in your hand? Show me. He opens up his hands and the wings of a dove were in his hand. The tefillin turned into wings of doves. And why the Bnei Yisrael compared to doves? But that's the whole fascinating story, fascinating discussion. Did they turn back into tefillin afterwards? But the Rishonim all discuss two opposite questions. The Rishonim discuss, I don't understand. Why was he wearing tefillin? It's not Yarei Valyavar, it's not one of the big three. It was Shas HaShvat. It was a time of religious persecution. So everything is Yarei Valyavar, you have to give your life for. So then, if that's true, then why was he allowed to take off his tefillin? And this is where the Rishonim discuss, are you allowed to volunteer if it's not one of the big three? But let's say it was Shas HaShvat. So every little thing. Says that's the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba says, if it was Shas HaShvat, and therefore you had to give your life, how could he take off his tefillin? He should have left it on. V'yibtomer, eichad avidachi. V'yamrita b'Shas HaShvat, afilo ha-mitzvah kala yarg v'al-yavar. V'yishlomer, says the Rashba, that's only by mitzvahs lo saseh. But by mitzvahs saseh, lo. Shev al-tasa shayni, delo mucha milso. It's not clear. So shev al-tasa, again, big discussion in the postgame. This story has a lot, much halachic ramifications. But what the Achronim say, but what is clear from the story? What do you mean Yarva Yavar? He wore tefillin for 5 hours already that day. He was ready yotze the mitzvah. What kind of shas hashman was it? He already did the mitzvah for 5 minutes in the morning. It seems that it must be that every moment that you wear it, it's still a mitzvah. And you have to do it. If you're volunteering a mitzvah here, so that seems that way from the Gemara, that the key is to wear it all day, or else he would have been finished the mitzvah already, and he wouldn't have been in this situation. But the problem is, there are many questions if we assume that wearing tefillin all day is a din d'oraisa. First and foremost, how are we mevatel it just based on the fact that, we can't have proper kavana, we can't keep a clean body? If you have, you ought to say it's like lulav and shofar. Like in the Gemara, they knock out lulav when it falls down on Shabbos because a person might come to carry the lulav for the shofar. Chazal can knock out a mitzvah for Am Yisrael. And they can say, Yesh koach b'yachachamim laka dover ben haTorah b'shev al tasa. Right, the chachamim can come along and say, you know what, on a national level, this must be done, and therefore there's no shofar when it falls down on Shabbos. But we don't find any such bittul in the Gemara that Chazal uprooted the mitzvah of tefillin. Daraisa. And also, the poskim are pretty clear that let's say Bezmanaz has so many things that they could keep a clean mind. Let's say somebody's going to learn for 2 hours after davening. Do they have an obligation to keep their tefillin on? No. Is there anything wrong with taking them off? No. You want to keep them on for a little bit longer? Okay. But really, there's no obligation to keep them on. If it was all about it's a din daraisa to keep them on, and we can't keep a clean body or a clean mind, so what can we do? We have to take them off. Then we would assume that the halacha would say, do the best you can. If you can keep them on longer, great, keep them on longer. That's the din daraisa. But we don't find that. We don't find that in the Magen Avraham says right here. Even if you could say, I can be zahir, you can take them off. And also, it's even a tosefta. The tosefta. Last night I found this tosefta that was quoted. The tosefta says right here in Brachas, in the sixth parak, Me'emasai manichan. When do you put on tefillin? B'shachris, in the morning. Lo yinichan b'shachris, if you did it, manichan kal hayom, you can put it on any time. It's like that there's a specific time to put it on. It doesn't sound like, put it on in the morning for the rest of the day. And if not, then put it on whenever you can. It sounds like there's a specific time. Put it on in the morning, lo yinichan b'shachris, manichan kal hayom. So either way, this is why many assume that the mitzvah is not mida oraisa all day. So when is the mitzvah? How long does one have to put it on for? So two ideas. The stipler, and here Maseches Brachos and Siman Tesvav discusses various mitzvos in one piece in the Siman. There are a number of mitzvos that there is no time given for the mitzvah. Birchas Kohanim. How often do Kohanim have to give a bracha? What, should they spend their entire day running around to different minyanim and giving brachas and not to go, okay, at least the morning, or even in the, right, because there's no Birchas Kohanim in the afternoon. Okay, so they should spend their whole morning. How many times a day? As much as they can. Do we say that? Davening. Let's say davening is a mitzvah daraisa, according to the Rambam. How often does one have to daven? All day. Really? You have to daven all day, every second? There are many, there's no limit to the given in the mitzvah. There's no shir. So Stipler says, by these types of mitzvahs, when it comes to Berachas Kohanim and Tefillah, once a day, every day. That's how Chazal understood. Once a day, every day, unless there's a specific reason that it's even less or more. Right? Zechiras HaMalek, once a year. Right, we do. But when it comes to the other mitzvahs that Chazal understood, that should be, part of our life, once a day, every day. In the Chai, that's his, Lashon, the Stama de Milsa, Kishalo Nitna Tar Shir, Le Mitzvah, Sagi B'Hamachas Bayom, Kidamrina Gabi Birchas Kohanim. That's the Shir and Lechora, then, that would be the same thing here by Tefillin. Once a day. Chazal were koveyed at the time of davening, like we had earlier in the Masechta, that if somebody wears tefillin, wears tefillin without saying kriyashma, without wearing tefillin, might work both ways, then it's kiilu mei sheker ba'atzmo, right? Because tefillin are mentioned in kriyashma, and if we say in kriyashma, tragam ol zeidecha, we're not wearing tefillin, it's kind of hypocritical. We're saying this, what should be done, and we're not doing it. So they were koveyed at that time. That is one idea, but there could be another idea as well. Rav Asher Weiss in Shmos discusses that maybe there's a different model. And that is Talmud Torah. There's a separate discussion that hopefully at some point we'll talk about. How much does one have to learn? The Chiv of Talmud Torah. How much is that? There is a Gemara in Menachos. As long as you say Kriyashma in the morning and night, you're good. You're Yotze. and there's a machlokes in the next two lines of the Gemara. Don't tell this to anybody, or tell it to everybody. Maybe will this inspire people, or will this make people not fulfill their potential? But all Rishonim, the Ritva and others say, it can't be that that's the mitzvah. Right? All you have to do is learn a little bit, say Kriya Shema. So many Achronim. Again, many Achronim. The Ar Sameach, that same stipler, say, there's a sliding scale when it comes to Talmud Torah. How much does one have to learn? As much as they can. And that depends on who you are. And that depends on what you do. And depends on what else is going on in the day. Says the Ar Sameach in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Nimsa, Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Asher bevadai, im yivaki sha'adam terafu mazon. Bechol zeh eno nechshav lamafriya, lamitzvah Talmud Torah. If you're making a living, you're being mevatel the mitzvah? No, there is no mitzvah at that moment. If I'm involved in something that I'm supposed to be involved in, so what? What can I do? I'm taking a shower, right? So I'm being mevatel the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's understandable. No, there is no mitzvah at that moment. There's only a mitzvah during one's free time, and every person is different. Some people have more what's called zitzfleish than others. Some people have more focus. Everybody has to do as much as they can. A person who's so connected, and the thing that he loves most to do in life is to learn Torah. Compared to a person, we have to try to get there, but compared to a person, so it's different. Lachain echaya michoka bori lachuk hiv tamatora lachol Yisrael. But as the Torah is kolechad biyado, how is it? So you have to say there's a minimum, the Kriya Shema, but really we have to learn every free second. Again, we have to be honest with ourselves, right? Like the famous story that somebody came to the Yisrael Salanter, fill in the blank, which rabbi this was, Yisrael Salanter or the Kedushas Levi, Yisrael Salanter, and said how much, you know, I only have 5 minutes to learn. So I think it was Yisrael Salanter, they say, because it's about Musar. How much do I have to learn? Should I learn Musar or Gemara? He says, learn Musar for 5 minutes, because then you realize you have more than 5 minutes. So again, we have to realize, we have to be honest with ourselves about how much. But that's Talmud Torah, and that's a big topic, and hopefully we'll talk about that again another time. But says Rav Asher Weiss here, maybe that's the mitzvah of tefillin too. The mitzvah of tefillin is as much as you can. That's the Din D'oraisa. So in the days of old, when they could have less Hesach Hadas and more Kadosh, like Elisha Baal Kanafayim, so then the Chiv was longer, quantitatively. But Chazal, not even Chazal, the Mefarshim after, the later rabbis decided that that's not appropriate for us. And they said, this is what should be done, and they have that power. And even if one person says, Venire, he writes this in Parshas Bo. To mitzvah tefillin, ain't a mugderes klav b'mizman mesuyam. There's no specific amount. Umitzvasa, sheishtada la'adam kechol shebiyado sheyu tefillin alav. As best as you can, ukein mitzvah Talmud Torah. Like Talmud Torah, shein zman mesuyam l'chiyuv ala mitzvasa, sheishtada la'adam lomot. And that's the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Tefillin, the Rambam there in Perek Dalet, what's his lashon? The Rambam says, k'doshasan tefillin k'dosha gedola hi. The Kedusha is great. She calls Machet Tefillin al Rosh Hashaladim. It's a beautiful Rambam, which hopefully we'll talk about another time when we talk about brachas on a Chalos HaMitzvah. She calls Machet Tefillin al Rosh Hashaladim al Zro. As long as the Tefillin is on your head and arm, Hu Ana V'Yare Veino Nimshach V'Schok V'Sicha V'Tela Veino Mahar Her B'Machshavos Rose. You're a different person with Tefillin on. Lefichach, says the Rambam. Therefore, because Tefillin does this amazing thing to me, Tzarech HaAdam LeHishtadel LeYosanav Kalayom. Try to have it on all day. That's an unusual lashon. You have to have it on all day, or you don't have to have it on all day. The Rambam says, try. What does try mean? What does try mean? That this exact idea. The best that you could do is the obligation. And that's why the Rambam used the lashon of trying. As much as you could try to do, that's as much as you have to do. And that's the shemitzvah san kachi, because that's the mitzvah, the Rambam says. Again, there are other rayas to this as well. A mitzta'er, somebody's anus. There's many other rayas to this idea. But again, this is a crucial idea of tefillin, that it's like ke'ein Talmud Torah, according to the Minchas Asher. So they have the Kilas Yaakov, they have the stipler, and they have the Minchas Asher. Again, a lot more here about tefillin. Hopefully we'll be able to come back to it at some point. Okay, we'll stop here.